We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. Episode of Why Won't You Date Me, a podcast where Nicole Byer has been single for 300 episodes. Boop, ba, da, boo. I don't know why, and it's kind of sad, but if you say it with a smile, you will have a nervous breakdown. Truly, I don't know why. It's been 300 episodes, and guess what? Okay. This is a milestone episode, and I want to take a moment of self-reflection. Why is dating still so hard? What have I learned? What am I doing wrong? Plus, later we'll be answering some listener questions. Isn't that exciting? Okay, so, okay, you listen every week, so you know that I get a new guest every week. I've only repeated, I think, three guests? Maybe four. Three. I got it right. Mars. Yeah. Okay, but this time, I needed a real expert on my psyche. And there's nobody better than my guest today. She's my best friend and
It's okay. You got it.
I can't believe I miss. I said co-hot.
Co-hot. Because we are co-hot.
We are two hotties, large and in charge. Okay, she's my best friend. She's my co-host on my other podcast, Best Friends. Her new comedy special, The First Woman, is out now on the internet. You can get it everywhere. Also, she's been on TV shows. She's been in movies. I don't think she's ever released an album of songs.
No.
Good, because if you said actually, I was literally going to leave. Okay. She's here in studio with me. We spent the last 4 days together. It's Sasha Zamata, We did it.
We did it.
Hi, 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 hi. Okay, so we're in studio.
Yes.
Here in Largemont, live from Largemont, California.
Sunny Larchmont.
Okay, so we're in studio. We also, okay, it's like a crossover episode of Best Friends.
Yes.
So we also have our Best Friends engineer, Jordan, in the house.
Yes. Hello, hello.
And Mars is here in person.
Yes.
Mars.
Hi.
Mars is truly my favorite. I love her so much. Okay. An update on my personal dating life, because I haven't really been talking about it because I haven't been dating. The apps are bad. I matched with a man in Amsterdam the day I left Amsterdam.
Damn.
I had my period for the full
14 days I was on vacation. Did I say this on? Okay. Full 14 days. I got it the night before he left. The clock struck midnight and it said, hello, yeah. I bleed. Whoa. And I bled. And then the day I landed is the day it stopped. The day I matched with a man who said he didn't know who I was. He was like, well, he didn't say like right off the bat. He was like, what's your Instagram? We can keep in touch via Instagram and that'll be nice and fun. And I said, sure, this is my handle. And he went, wow, you have a lot of followers and I don't have a TV, so I don't know anything about Netflix or anything. I think he like went through the Instagram and discovered things. And then he was like, I'm more of a book guy. So I wrote, I like books. And he did not respond because I don't think he believed me. But I do like books.
You do like books. You read.
I do. I read Tina Turner's memoir on the beach. And guess what?
What?
Not a beach read.
Oh, because it's very sad.
Yeah, it'd be like, Ike, hit me with a shoehorn. And I was like, gotta get in the water. It was bad. I mentioned this on a prior episode. Maybe it hasn't come out yet. It's with Naomi. Will that be out before or after this?
After this.
Oh, so you'll hear it again.
Okay.
The only person who really hit on me was an old man in Thessaloniki with a neck brace on.
Okay.
He said, where are you going? I said, Thessaloniki. He said, Thessaloniki is happy to have you. And then
would you like a Thessaloniki?
That would have been good.
Thank you, Jordan.
That would have been good if he said that. I would have said, hee hee ha ha, you know where you are.
How old are we talking?
I would say no older than 94, no less than 72.
Okay.
Yeah, old.
Yeah.
Old.
Yeah.
Nobody in Mykonos hit on me.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in Paris hit on me, but they were stinky, so I didn't want it.
Sure.
Not to like say all of France is stinky, but the parts of Paris I visited, hoo-wee, there was a stench.
Yeah.
Nobody hit on me in Amsterdam. Maybe they like were looking above me. They're all so tall.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then I went to Cabo where I was scammed out of $300. Okay, get this. I was extorted at the airport. Everyone gather around, listen up. I will not go back to Cabo. So I landed. I went to the duty free. I got cigarettes. Sashir's heard this. This is for everybody else. I got cigarettes because I said, I'm going to restart my habit. And I said, it's the perfect time because there's a discount. So I buy two cartons for $49. Mm-hmm. That is a steal of the century. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going through customs and they said, do you have cigarettes with you? And I'm holding the bag in my hand. This man knows what cigarette cartons look like. Yeah. So I was like, I'm not going to lie. I'm in a foreign country. Usually I declare nothing. I put everything in my bag, but I was holding it. And I said, yeah, I have cartons. And he's like, go in there. So I go in there. And a lady goes, you have to pay taxes on that carton because you could only bring 10 packs. You have 20. The tax is 691%, which is $291. They had my passport. They said I couldn't leave unless I paid it. I said, what if I go return it? They said no. I said, what if I leave it? They said no. And there was a sign behind her that said report scams. And I said, how do you report the scam to the scammer? So then I was like, I don't have the money. And they're like, all right, well, what airline do you fly on? I said, Delta. She's like, we're going to call up Delta and they'll send you back.
That's really funny. We're going to call up Delta and they'll send you back.
And I said, but I don't have money to pay for this. How will I pay for my flight home? And they said, the airline will arrange it. And I really wanted to call her bluff, but I was with my friend John and it had already been like 20 minutes. And like people had come in and out paying like $300, $400, $500 on this shit. And then I told her, I was like, I don't have any money. So she went and talked to her supervisor. And she was like, no, my supervisor said you have to pay. And I was like, well, can I have my passport back? She was like, no, you'll leave. And I was like, yeah, you got me.
That is what I was trying to do.
That's exactly. I was trying to run away.
Yeah.
Into the busy airport. You'll never find me. And I'm fast. And then I ended up just having to pay.
Damn.
So
do you think this would have happened on your way out of the country?
No. And this also would not have happened if I had them in my bag and said I didn't have them.
Mm.
Yeah.
You gotta lie. But then that's confusing because, when you're in a different country, sometimes lying can be bad.
Yes. It's literally a scam because the duty free shouldn't have sold me 20 packs of cigarettes if I can only take 10 in the country.
Yeah.
They're in cahoots.
Yeah, they are.
At the Cabo airport. And then they didn't want to let me leave. Instead of taking this lady out of line when I was leaving to go through her shit, they went through it just on the conveyor belt. And I was like, I got places to go.
Mm-hmm.
It was upsetting.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. And I didn't meet anyone in Cabo because married people go to resorts.
Yeah, sometimes with their families and stuff. Yeah.
There was no single people. Damn. It was really upsetting. Nowhere in my travels did I meet anyone who was like, hey, this is for me and I like it.
Do you think you'll talk to that Amsterdam guy more?
He's ghosting me. Our last conversation was I like books and he didn't believe me.
Maybe he actually doesn't like books and then you said I like books. He's like, oh shit.
Here's what I actually said. You don't have anything in common. He said, so I don't have a TV or Netflix, you know, large bookshelf guy, exclamation point. And then the next day he said, how are you? And I said, LMAO, books are good. I like them too.
Okay,
I'm
so
good. Still
all right.
Jet lag you.
LMAO, books are good.
I'm fun.
You are very, very fun.
I don't know. I can't even find anyone to just like hook up with. I feel like life has been like, no, not for you. Harder than it's ever been.
Really harder than it's ever been?
Yes.
Damn.
Like the apps are not serving me any sort of person I want. No offense to if you're a listener, you've matched with me.
They're like, okay, I guess I know where I stand.
Great. Yeah, I just like nobody. You know how like you'll see somebody and be like, I want to see more of that.
Yeah.
I haven't wanted to see more of that.
Yeah.
And then I was dating someone for a while. I think I talk about it on an episode that comes out later, right?
Maybe. You haven't talked about it much.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was dating someone for like a little bit of time, but we were never officially anything. But it was like long enough that I'm sad about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how come the universe won't give me, you know what they say to people? You haven't talked one time. I'm really sorry. I've just been going.
I mean, do you want me to... You haven't. Do you want me to say something?
I haven't asked you.
You haven't asked me one question.
I have been monopolizing this time.
But this is a retrospective on your dating life. So we do need to hear from you.
Okay, thank you. That made me feel better.
Yeah, but if you want my opinion, you just let me know. I'll be over here.
I'm feeling like a real hog.
It's okay.
But you know that saying? It's like, get on a horse. No.
Oh boy. Giddy up.
It's like. Feel better on a horse. It's something about like getting back on. No, you want to get under a horse. A cowgirl gets on a horse. Does anyone
where have
know
all the cowboys gone?
That's Paula Cole. It's a saying. It's like you never feel better than like under a cowboy. Does anybody?
I don't know what this is.
It's like slam into
a cowboy. This is Slim Jim.
Is it save a horse, ride a cowboy?
Yeah, I think so. And that's not what I want.
I was like, but what was the point you were trying to make?
A rebound. The universe won't send me a rebound. That is the saying I was going for, but that's not
this intent
for the situation.
Yeah. That's okay. I get knocked down and I get up again.
That Chumbawamba is probably more apt for this situation. Yeah, I just feel like I keep getting knocked down and then I half get up and I just get pummeled again.
Yeah.
But my therapist did say dating is frustrating and you just have to accept it.
This is true.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is frustrating.
Oh, well. Yeah, so any recent dating successes or failures, they're all failures! But I'm trying really hard not to like live in that world because Steve Harvey said, whatever you say is kind of come back to you. Mm. Like if you say, I only meet dogs, you're going to meet all the dogs in the world.
Yeah.
If you say, I never make money, you're never going to make money. Mm-hmm. Every time I open a check, I go, I know how to make money and I'll always make it. And checks keep coming!
It sounds like it's working. And I'll always make it. I like that.
Yeah, I will always make money. Mm-hmm. I will, whether I continue acting in entertainment, I will always figure it out. I am too cute to be broke. Okay.
I believe that, yeah.
Right? I'll just be the, I think if I like, whatever. Okay.
What were you going to say? Come on.
I don't think there was an end.
Okay.
Okay, so do I have any favorite moments from the podcast? Yes. It's with you. It's when we flew all the way down to
Arizona
to meet a man who had called into Best Friends. Mm-hmm. And I called my agent and I said, you need to set up a show for me to do a live episode. I don't know why I didn't do stand up. Oh, because I wanted him to come on the podcast?
Yeah, because I don't even know what question he asked on Best Friends, but we were like, we like this voice.
Yes.
And we looked him up.
Yes. And then he wrote erotic fiction?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, and we emailed back and forth. We were like texting.
Yeah.
And I think I was like, just do a segment. Like, just come on and just talk and we can whatever. And then he was like, I don't know, I'm scared. I was like, you don't have to. What if we just meet and mm-hmm. I set up a show? And then he was like, okay. And then he canceled on me. Yeah. And then I didn't get to see him, but I did offer women vibrators that I then had to fill.
That was really funny. Because then you were like, you know, preaching how great this vibrator, it was Tracy's dog.
Tracy's dog.
And then you're like, I'll give everyone in the audience a vibrator. And everyone was like, woo! And then I remember you being like, oh, I didn't anticipate how many people would reach out about this.
Every single person who was at that show asked for a vibrator. Mm-hmm. And then I kept getting locked out of my Amazon account because they were like, this has to be fraud.
Yes, yeah. You're buying one at a time vibrators and they're going to so many different
But buying
addresses.
One at a time in like multiple times because my friend Eleanor was helping me. Mm-hmm. So I would buy one, she would buy one. And it was just like, what?
Yeah.
So finally a lady on Twitter was like, I know someone at the company who can help fulfill the orders. And then they did it. And I was like, phew, this was bad.
Yeah. But great intentions. And you've given the gift of orgasms to so many people.
You know, I'm trying. If those who can't
teach,
that's not it either.
Those who can't give?
I don't know. Okay, did I ever expect this podcast to last 300 episodes?
Also, I can ask these questions so you're not asking yourself questions.
Oh, that would make for a nice back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, do you have a question for me?
I do. I do. Nicole, did you ever think that this podcast would reach 300 episodes?
Sure didn't.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I don't know. Sometimes I'm pretty short-sighted with things. I guess I was like, I'll do this until I don't want to. And I've had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I've interviewed, like, the coolest part about it is I went and saw the Tina Turner musical, and then I was like, I want to talk to her. And then I was like, Mars, I want to talk to her. And then the next week I was talking to her.
Yeah.
It's very fucking cool.
Yeah.
Violet Davis is next. I want to talk to that lady. She's cool.
She's cool.
I love her.
I think it could happen.
Do you think?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know what she would, I'm just dying to know any of her stories.
Right?
Yeah.
And I need to finish her book. I started it. It's like, I'm in the childhood phase, but I want to get to the college phase because mm-hmm. I'm very interested to hear about what her life was like. Because I think she went to Yale.
Yeah.
I want to know what that was like. What was Yale like?
And didn't she, oh, maybe I'm thinking of Angela Bassett. I was going to say, didn't she go to school at the same time as another actor? But I think Angela Bassett and Denzel at the same
maybe.
Time.
Maybe. I'd also like Angela Bassett.
Absolutely.
God, she's so beautiful and talented. Mm-hmm. Ah, those arms. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Do you think this podcast has helped your dating life?
No, not at all. Simply no. Absolutely not. Truly maybe has hindered it.
Oh, wait, really? How?
Just sometimes I'll meet people who'll be like, ah, don't talk about me on your podcast. But then also the person I dated for a while was like, don't talk about me on the podcast. Also, don't talk about me in your stand-up. Also, don't ever mention me to a friend. They were a very private person. Mm-hmm. And that was a very hard thing to understand because I have no secrets. Not nary a one.
Yeah, it's hard for you to keep a tight lip on things.
Yeah, we've talked about it on the podcast. We talked about it a lot this weekend, how I can't murder. Because I would hop on this podcast and be like, guys, I did a thing. Mm-hmm. I murdered. And then some listener would be like, I'm going to call the police. Everyone would be like, Diva, get it.
It's like, we have very, very distinct details about someone's murder.
She told us step by step what happened and where
it
at.
Is.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went on one date with a guy. I know I talked about this, but he was like, I don't know who you are. I have seen you on Conan. My roommates listen to you. Don't talk about me on your podcast. And then he was so poorly behaved, I was like, I must.
It's like, just don't be a fool.
Yeah.
And I won't talk about you.
Don't be bad.
Just be normal.
And then Field is a kink app that I was like, maybe I can just fuck somebody on that. Every single person was like, I listen to Why Won't You Date Me? And I'm like, okay. Yeah. And then people friends of friends would see me on it and then tell friends, and then those friends would tell me, and I was like, I don't want this.
Wait, friends, so people who don't know you but know your friends,
yes,
would say, I saw Nicole on Field. Yeah.
Say you have a friend named George Bob.
Okay.
George Bob saw me on Field, mm-hmm, and then George Bob told you, and then you told me.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I don't have secrets, but like, I want to like live it before other people know it.
Yeah, I get that. I was on OkCupid in 2011 or something like that. Mm-hmm. In the UCB days, and I remember someone who like worked the door or the box office at UCB saw me on it, and instead of messaging me in person, like saw, like when I showed up to the theater, was like, "Hey, I saw you on OkCupid," and I was like, "Oh, okay," and just like being perceived felt weird, and then he was also like a regular on OkCupid and was like, I can give you some tips on how to like make your profile good. And I was like, no. I don't want any of this. And I actually deleted it pretty quickly after.
Yeah. There's something about like people knowing things that's out of my control. Like that. Like that's something I can control. So like I want to control it a little bit. I don't know if I talked about it on this podcast, probably in the early days. This is an old story.
Yeah.
I matched with someone on OkCupid, started talking, and then I was like, I don't think I like them.
Yeah.
And then they walked off the elevator of UCB, the training center, when I was working. So I dove under the desk, but they saw that happen because the doors opened and they saw someone and then they were gone. And then he leaned over and was like, hi. And I was like, hi. And then he was like, where's classroom this one? And I was like, over there. And then a week later, we were in the same class.
Oh, no.
And I was like, there's no desk in this room.
Wait, were you guys talking on that?
We were messaging back and forth, and then I stopped messaging because I thought he was a little weird.
Yeah.
I got the ick.
He never brought it up?
No.
Okay.
But he stared at me a lot in class.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That maybe would have happened even if you weren't messaging.
Yeah.
Sometimes weirdos pass through those classes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to ask you this.
Okay.
Has there ever been a time when dating has affected our friendship?
I would like to hear your answer. What do you think?
Oh, I guess I've never really dated anyone.
Or just either of us dating, has that affected our friendship?
Not affected. I spiral. I go crazy, 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 just thinking about you dating.
That was really good. That was very good. We're off the dome. It's good.
Thank you. I've had
you're jacked up.
Came in hot and late. Good. We gotta do it.
It's like we're good on time. You don't have to like speed through this or anything.
Yeah, I truly have nothing after this. Oh my god. Thank you. I was really proud of myself.
That was very good.
Yeah, I guess I was like, well, if you start dating someone seriously, you'll get wrapped up and like a tornado and go away.
Yeah.
Because that's what tornadoes do. They wrap things up and go.
Like a house?
Yeah. Which is cuckoo. Little cuckoo bananas.
It's not cuckoo. It's just like, you know, probably abandonment stuff or.
Yeah. Because of my two dead parents.
Two dead parents.
Two dead ones. I do have abandonment issues. So like that is a very me problem, me thing. And I shouldn't, it's a fun conversation I've been having with my therapist. It's something that I shouldn't project onto people or be like, are you gonna leave me?
Yeah.
If they do, they do. And it's not fulfilling some sort of prophecy. Adult relationships ebb and flow and change.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got into a serious relationship a couple years ago, years and years ago. 52 years ago. I felt like I was like, I'm getting left behind. And then our relationship did change because that's what happens, but it wasn't like bad.
Yeah. I think also a lot was happening because I also moved across the country. No, you moved.
I moved across the country.
I was supposed to also move and I did not. Then I also was dating someone. Then I also got a job that was consuming my whole life. So it was like a lot of things that would indicate, oh, she's going away,
mm-hmm.
or like our relationship's gonna change. Which, yeah, I guess it did change a little bit, but also, yeah. you know, we had enough talks where we got to the point where we're like, oh, we really do want to be in each other's lives,
yes.
and we need to work on that to make that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, affected, we navigated, it's good.
Is good. Yeah, I feel like I also, like, learned, because you have dated people, mainly just one person, who was bad, a bad man. And
he had a huge dick. It was uncut, baby.
Oh.
Wow, wow, wow.
Uncut yum, and yum, unhinged. Yum, yum, yum.
It was unhinged.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, bad boy.
Yeah, and I think if this was happening now, maybe, well, who knows? I have no idea. But I was going to say, I was probably harsh with my criticisms of this journey,
mm-hmm.
which I think made you pull back and not want to tell me stuff. But then I hope I found a happy medium where I was like, I wanted to give some advice, but not try to control what you're doing.
Yes.
Because you have to learn these lessons on your own. And all I can do is listen and mm-hmm. hope for the best. And then eventually it worked out the way it was supposed to work out.
Yeah, he moved without telling me. And I was like, hey, what are you doing this day? And he was like, in a new state. And I was like, wait, what? Oh, that was a good time.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
What's the funniest double date or group date you've both been on?
We have had a very funny double date. It was in that pizza place.
Oh, yeah.
And we couldn't stop laughing.
Yes, that was one of a dinner. The person I was dating was like, are you always the loud table? And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
One of the questions we asked the server is, what is gelato?
Yeah, because we were trying to figure out like how to compare gelato and ice cream. And I was like, well, gelato's thinner. Everyone knows that. And then everyone was like, you don't even eat ice cream. Why do you have an opinion on this? And then we asked the server, well, how would you describe gelato? And she goes, it's ice cream.
Yeah. And then what was it that you screamed at her?
Because there was a dessert that had budino?
Yes.
In it.
What's budini?
Because you missed the beginning of it. Because I was like, what is it? And then she was like, oh, it's a dessert. And I was like, but what is what is it? And she's like, oh, it's like an addition to the thing. And I was like, what's budini? And then that's when you clocked in and you're like, why are you screaming at the server?
But she does this thing with servers where her hands are on flat on the table and she leans back and tilts up and goes, what is it? And I had explained that to the person I was dating before. Or no, maybe I told him about how you fought a coat rack. I don't know. I told him something about how wild you were at restaurants. And he was like, it's happening. Like, I'm here to witness it.
She's that doing the thing.
Very funny. That was a good.
That was really fun.
That was a nice time.
Yeah.
What's Boutini? We went to a restaurant yesterday and I don't know what the server said. Or maybe her hand was out. And so she started scrambling, picked up a plate, looked at the server and went, this?
Because I think I thought she was saying, like making a gesture, like, do you want me to take any plates? But then I like had a moment of doubt where I was like, or maybe she's asking a different question. So I kind of like searched the table and I was like, do you want this? And I just handed her my empty plate and she was like, sure.
Oh boy, that was very funny.
Yeah,
I think I left that date and I was making dolphin noises and he didn't like that. Listen,
that's a red flag for him.
We all have to live our truths.
Yeah.
It's because that pizza place is near a gas station with hedges that are like dolphins.
Yes. And so you must make the noise.
And that's the same gas station where I asked if you had mashed potatoes.
Oh, is it really?
It is.
Oh, how nice. We love that gas station.
Can I please have mashed potatoes? Out of context, sounds wild. In context, is wild.
Yeah, this is true.
Should we take a break? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
you know, there's always something that I really need to talk about. And thank God I have a podcast. But then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist. And listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply. And we're back. Okay. What's the best piece of advice that you've received on love and relationships?
I mean, there's always things like communication is key.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess like taking a step back to self-reflect. Like sometimes if you have an issue with another person, there's a good chance that the issue just might be your issue. So yeah, reflecting and like fully analyzing what is happening. Because maybe there's some inner work that could be happening that can help the two of you.
I think the best advice I've gotten is to, like, be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, if you hide the crazy, it's going to come out
one of
these days.
Yeah.
So I have, like, I think it's, like, PMDD or something. I get very moody and, like, irrational the week of my period and the week before my it's like a solid 14 days out of my month where I'm maybe it's happening now. But the dude I was dating got into a fight, and then I like went to the bathroom and I was like, oh, oopsies. And then I was like, hey, I'm on my period. I'm really sorry about what I said earlier. Maybe if you just ask me when we're fighting, are you on your period? That would be helpful. And he was like, that's a trap.
That does sound like a trap.
He's like, why would you think that's good if you're like elevated and heated and don't know you're on your period? And I go, hey, you being wild or are you on your period? He's like, do you think that's good? And I was like, I still think it's okay. But I also understand that I will react negatively. Do you know? It's a rock and a hard place.
Yeah. There's no winning that conversation.
And then I was like, what if you track it? And he's like, I don't want to track it because then you have to tell me when you're on it. And I was like, oh.
Well, there are apps where where your partner can just see when you're like what's happening in your cycle.
So, but I put in the information, they can see it?
Yeah, you put in the information for yourself, and they have access to it, so they can see like, oh, okay, she's about to have a period next week. And also, I don't remember what the app is called, but there's one where it says like specific things, like she might be craving these kinds of things, or she might need to do more movement, or and kind of like. sweetly instruct the partner on what to do, like maybe buy her some flowers, or like maybe like get her a heating pillow and like give it to her while you're watching TV or something. And it's kind of like a cheat sheet for the woman's body.
I think the next relationship I get into, I gotta give them that and be like, here, I'm wild.
This will help.
This will help.
Yeah.
I have questions for you.
Okay.
Sashir. Mm. Sashir.
Yes.
We've been friends for so long.
So long.
Too long, would say.
What?
There's someone out there who's like, let's wrap this up.
I have enough of this.
I don't like
when
it.
When will this end?
Oh, yuck. How have you seen my dating journey evolve over the years?
Ooh. You are so much better at communication, and I'm like genuinely proud at how much effort you put into a relationship and how good you are at communicating your emotions, like when they happen or after the fact. And I don't know all the ins and outs of your dating life, but from what I've seen, you have grown into a more mature way of dating than when we first became friends.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think it's because I've evolved from a Samantha to a Charlotte.
Interesting.
Where I think everyone thinks Charlotte's like this huge prude, but Charlotte was fucking to marry.
Yeah.
Charlotte fucked almost as many people as Samantha in the series. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I went back and I watched.
Yeah.
But yeah, because now I'm like, I would like a partner. Mm-hmm. Like, sex is good and fine, but like, what if we just stay inside and eat?
Yeah.
And watch a movie, maybe.
Yeah.
But mostly eat.
Yeah.
What's the most memorable state? What's the most memorable? What's the most memorable dating story of mine that you can't forget?
When you took someone to the Burbank airport to go to the Guy Fieri restaurant. I actually saw it the other day when we went upstate, and I was like, oh, that reminds me of that date. It must have happened here.
It did.
Yeah.
Depending on which side you were on.
I think I was in Terminal A.
It was Delta?
No. It was Avilo? Avello?
Was it a full restaurant?
It was a restaurant. It looked small, but yeah, it was a restaurant.
So I didn't realize that there was a restaurant on one side and a burger joint on the other.
Okay.
I wanted the restaurant, but we ended up at the burger joint. Imagine, color me embarrassed.
Oh, no.
You know, that is one of my favorite dating stories. And I was like, it's all downhill from here. Steve Harvey's right. You say things and it comes to you. But I was like, how come that person didn't want to fucking marry me?
Honestly, when you had that date, I was like, locked and loaded. This is it.
Right?
Like, how could you? This, you've peaked on your dating
life.
Yes. They're never going to find anyone as interesting as you.
I know. I think that constantly.
Yeah.
Every time I go on a date with someone, I'm like, you'll never find someone more interesting than me.
No.
Which sounds really high on myself, but I just told you I made dolphin noises leaving a restaurant. Like,
you're fun.
Spontaneous.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I'm really fun.
Yeah.
But also annoying. No. The person I was dating, we started watching The Office. That's what started my Office journey. Did you know The Office is funny?
Yes, I do remember when you asked that. You're like, have you seen The Office? It's really funny. I'm like, yeah.
And the best part is, I am genuine about it.
Yeah.
I didn't realize everybody loved it as much as they did. And I didn't realize how funny it was.
Yeah.
But I twerked to the theme song every time it came on.
That's really funny.
Why wouldn't you marry me? You could have that for the rest of your life.
This is true.
I think maybe I tucker people out. Mm. And they're like, I need a slower speed person.
Maybe. But then that's not the person that you need.
Yeah, I'm a Lamborghini. I need a racetrack person.
Just gotta go fast.
Gotta go fast.
And you're in your Sonic shirt. I told you that I finally watched the movies, right? So sorry it took me so long.
Listen, it is okay. Little disappointing you didn't wait for me to watch it.
With me?
Yes.
I've been dying to watch it with you, but you won't invite me over to watch it because you said you don't want me to watch your favorite movies anymore with you.
I forgot I did that.
Because you're like scared that I'm going to criticize it.
I fully
forgot.
Which
I understand.
I got to rectify that with my therapist. I was like, I can't believe she watched them without me. And she was like, that's a you problem. She spends a lot of time being like, this is you.
Yeah. No, I would have loved to have watched it. I think when you asked about it, I was like, I want to watch it with you. And you were like, no.
Oh,
you didn't like,
yes.
You didn't love the Minions as much as I wanted you to love the Minions. So we are no longer allowed to watch movies together.
And my cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
Fair. Okay. I'm glad that got cleared up. I'm so glad you watched them.
Yeah.
Do you understand why I cried?
I actually do need to ask for clarification. I loved the movies, but I do want to know what the personal connection is.
Sonic is going so fast mm-hmm. that he can't really make friends. Also, he's an alien.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes I'm going so fast and sometimes I find myself unrelatable because I like have a lot of feelings and I'm a very strange person. So I feel like I don't get to make as close connections with people as I'd like want to.
Yeah.
Now I do. Yeah. Now being medicated has made it a little easier. Like our new friend yesterday, mm-hmm. I literally in the car was like, will you be my friend? And then burst into tears.
Yeah.
I think she thought I was doing a bit, but I was like, ugh. And she's like, man, my friendship file on you is all over the place.
It was very funny.
But yeah, I just like, I feel so much and I'm moving fast. So when Sonic finally found a family, I was like,
aww.
It's all he wanted since the owl sent him to a different dimension because he misses the owl. I'm going to cry now about Sonic. I loved it. And then... the second movie, Tails, mm-hmm. he's just adding to the friendship circle.
Yeah, he's yeah, the whole family now.
And it's really nice.
It's really, really nice.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and I love James Marsden's relationship with Sonic. Mm-hmm. It does turn more father-son in the second one, and I did like the friendship aspect in the first.
Yeah, we didn't need like a dad.
And I'm hoping in the third we come back around. To be more friendship based. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Now I'm crying because I'm too involved in my Sonic journey. And then Jim Carrey was so funny.
He was really, really funny. He was perfect for that role.
He really was.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you, what do you think makes you a catch?
Oh. I feel like I'm good energy to have around. I feel like I can try to balance anyone's energy who's around me, but I feel like if we are complementary energy, I feel like I am good to have around. I'm usually down to do stuff and like try things that might scare me, but then be like, no, I don't want to do that no more, but thank you for letting me try. And I'm fun.
You're also very loving.
Oh.
And you tell people... You don't say it exactly, but like you have ways of telling people like why you like them or mm-hmm. like being affectionate. Like I was sitting on a couch touching a sweatshirt and you climbed right up on top of me and said, can I have a piece? Let me get a little piece of that. And it was like you were comfortable enough to ask for a little piece of sweatshirt and climb on me.
Yeah.
And it felt very loving.
Oh, good.
Can you recall a time when you thought, this is the one for Nicole, but it didn't work out? Was that the airport mm-hmm. one? Yeah.
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 I mean, what a dummy. Because I really was like, I mean, how is this person not going to marry her on the spot? Like, yeah. Also, because you not only did you take them to, not only did you buy a plane ticket to get entrance into the Burbank airport in order to go to the Guy Fieri restaurant, you also requested to be in, like, ball outfits? Like, or, like, you were like, weren't you in a gown?
And no, oh. That's... an Applebee's date.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I wore a gown that Retta gave me because she was like, when I first moved to LA, I had no money. And she was like, you are going to go to fancy things. Here is like, not like a semi-formal gown for like a dinner or something. So I wore that to Applebee's. But no, I asked him to wear flames, some sort of Guy Fieri-esque outfit. He added a cowboy hat and I was like, oh my God, he like is into it.
Yeah.
And I kept being like, if you're not into it, we don't have to go through it. Like, we have to go through TSA. We went through TSA. The TSA people were like, whoa, what is this?
No luggage and a cowboy hat? What's happening?
We valeted the car. The people in the valet were like, what is this? And I was like, we'll be back in an hour. And then the TSA people were like, you're dressed weird. We're like, we're going to the Guy Fieri restaurant. And they were like, and then where? And I was like, what does that ticket say? And they were like, Salt Lake City. And I was like,
then we're going to Salt Lake City.
And then while we were eating, they're like, buyer and whatever his name was. And we were like, ha ha, that's us.
Ha ha, we're not getting on that plane.
No. And then the bartender was like, wow, you guys are dressed like this restaurant. We were like, we came for the everyone we encountered was like, you are weird.
But that's fun.
Yeah. Then we went to a tiki bar after. It was, I was like, marry me. Yeah. And he said, I will not. In fact, I'll break up with you while you're in New York City. And I have to do the Today Show tomorrow morning.
Oh, God, yeah.
My eyes were so puffy. Mm. Someone find the footage. if you could set me up with a celebrity, who would it be and why?
Ooh.
You better say someone I like.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure. I would say, if I really had to think about it, Vin Diesel.
Yes, thank you. Oh, my God. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God, I love Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I wonder if he would do the podcast.
Oh, yeah, I feel like it. You just froze in time. You're not moving at all, and your eyes are closed, and your mouth is open. What happened to you?
The thought of it really blew me away.
Oh, we got to get Vin on the show.
I honestly, I don't know if I could handle it. I would have to take like a Klonopin or something. Like, I really...
You'd be too amped up.
I might. Yeah. I might give myself a heart attack. What if I passed away I met Vin Diesel?
That would be like, really wild. That would be really wild.
She died doing what she really wanted to do, which is meet Vin. Ugh.
But also, I have another one in mind. Do you know who Marshawn Lynch is?
Yes.
He's ex-football player, I guess. He's hot. And he feels... I have no idea what his relationship status is, but... Feels like he has good vibes. He seems really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't know. I feel like you guys would compliment each other.
Ooh. Well, listeners, get him on the horn.
Get him on the horn.
If anyone knows Marshall, tell him I'm looking. He's probably dating someone. All famous people are like dating somebody. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. Sashir, we've had countless conversations about relationships. We have. Mm-hmm. What advice have you given me that you wish I'd take to heart?
Oh, boy. Have I given you advice? I mean, I think on specific things that were happening to you in the moment, but I don't know if I've given you general dating advice, like be yourself or like...
No, that would be insane. If you ever said that to me, I'd push you down some stairs.
Hey, girl, just
be
yourself.
Mad. I'd be like, what? That's like a casting director being like, have some fun.
Also, you're nothing but yourself. So that wouldn't be good advice.
Yeah, I don't know how to not be myself.
Yeah.
It's almost to a fault.
No.
Oh, boy. Okay. As my close friend, do you think there's anything I should change or do differently when dating?
No. No. I think it like depends on who you're with. You adapt to whoever you're with, and the relationship, the next relationship you'll have will be different than any relationship you've ever had because it's just a different person. So it's like you'll meet that person, adjust, new issues will pop up, but also new like wins and successes and learning moments will pop up, and yeah, you'll figure it out then.
I will say this: the guy I was dating was like the longest I've dated somebody. Men don't make any sort of sense. It was. Because I know I don't really make sense, but they really don't make sense.
Yeah.
And that was an interesting thing to like learn.
Yeah. There's a lot of confusing men. And it sucks because they are at a disadvantage when they are released into the world. Because, I think there's a movement of men getting into therapy, but it's still like a slow journey. It's still not everyone's therapied, not everyone's analyzing their stuff, or reflecting, or communicating.
Mm-hmm.
And some are, but then are still like still don't have all the tools. So yeah, it's and also I do feel like women are more trained to do that at a younger age. We also just grow up faster because if you're an older sister, you've taken care of people, so you know how to nurture better than men do already. Or if you like, if you're your mom's helper in the house, now you know how to like keep a house clean and all. Like we know how to have a home. Like we know we're like domesticated at a very young age, and men aren't. So there's already an imbalance mm-hmm. when we get together. And then I think a lot of problems happen when people like move in together or yeah. talk about finances or anything that's like, this is hard and very adult.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start running into issues where it's like, oh, you were never trained or like,
you're
or you
feral.
You're a feral being. Mm-hmm. Or you just didn't learn about that or maybe even never even thought about it, which is a problem that the parents created, mm-hmm. honestly.
I watched a TikTok of this lady who was like, my husband and I, or the man she's dating, I don't know if they're actually married legally, but they have a duplex. She lives mm-hmm. on the bottom, he lives on the top,
I think,
or
I saw
whatever.
That one too, yeah.
And she's like, it's great. And then people were like, well, how? Where have you can't afford to? And I was like, oh, well, that's not what the issue is. Yeah. She's just telling you how she's living.
Yeah.
But I was like, I want that. Mm-hmm. I don't want someone in my house.
Yeah.
My house... My friend, my high school friend from Australia, John, came to visit. He looked around. He went, this is Pee-wee's Playhouse for girls. And that made me, I was like, TM, that's very funny. Yeah. Trademark that shit.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, I don't want someone coming in here and messing with my insane home.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to compromise and like,
yeah,
I don't know, put like a Guns N' Roses poster up on your wallpaper or something. Ew. Yuck.
No. Honestly, that really gave me chills. It like, ugh, on my leopard print wallpaper.
It'd be awful.
In my flamingo room. I have a flamingo room.
Yeah, you do have a flamingo room.
I was like, yeah, I don't want that. And this sounds insane, but I'm like, I would rent a place with you.
Yeah.
Where I stayed part-time. And then when I'm working, go back to my home. Or when I'm done with you.
I think that's ideal. It's because there's no rules. You don't have to live with your partner 24/7.
No.
You can spend as much time with them as you want to.
Yeah, it could be 8-3. 8 hours a day, 3 days a week, baby.
Oh, okay.
Come on, you didn't follow that.
I did it. I was like,
it's
what?
Okay. Also, I threw out a bunch of sex toys. This is coming out of left field.
Yeah.
There's nothing that anyone has said that led me to this.
Let's go there, though.
Popped in my head. So I bought a machine that you ride because I was so horny. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I need someone else to do this. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like it.
Yeah.
It was like $400. It was so much money. Yeah. And I was like, can I resell this? But I was like, I don't think someone wants to buy a used sex machine.
Yeah.
So I ended up throwing it out.
Yeah.
And then I had a riding pillow.
Yeah.
Threw that out. I was like, oh my God, I'm not trying to climb up on things anymore. Mm-hmm. And then I had a bunch of dildos and I was like, I don't really use those anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm now down to my two true trusties, my Hitachi.
Yeah.
My little G-spot guy.
Great.
I feel like I've moved into a new era.
What is that era?
I don't know. Simplicity.
That's good, though.
I had so much hope and like wonder. And I was like, what about this one? What about a rosebud?
Wait, what's a rosebud?
It looks like a rosebud and you put it on your clit.
Oh,
it's
does it
fine.
Suck?
Yeah, kind of. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I still like Tracy's dog every now and again.
You sent me a Tracy's dog, and the power of it propelled me out of the bed. I was like, oh, my God. I could not handle it.
It is wild. And I do like it's special. I've been using it for special occasions, for when the drought has really been droughting, mm-hmm. and there's no sign of water or life.
Yeah.
So lately, I've been really using it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Time for break two.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Break two over. Okay, so we have questions that people have submitted. Let's do, okay. My question is, should you ever tell someone that their boyfriend slash girlfriend cheated on them? Most people say they would want to know, but in my lived experience, disclosing seems to cause more harm than good, especially if the cheater and the cheated have no imminent plans to end the relationship. That word looked tough to me.
Imminent?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I got it.
Yes, you did.
Thank you.
Yes, because, I mean, I've been privy to a relationship where one person was cheating on the other person and a friend knew. I didn't know, but a friend knew this and the cheating was happening for over time. Mm-hmm. And finally, they broke up. And then once she found out all this information, they broke up about other things. And then mm-hmm. he was like, by the way, I've been cheating. And she was like, what? And then
I think that's a wild thing to do after you break up.
Yes, kind of no need.
No, it's like, I really want you to feel bad.
Yeah, but maybe he's feeling guilty. I don't know.
Yeah, it's to like absolve your own conscience.
Yeah. And then I guess she asked a common friend of theirs, did you know this was happening? Mm-hmm. And he was like, I did. And so now that relationship is tarnished because mm-hmm. she's like, well, I'm your friend too. Like, why didn't you tell me? So I think it's just like, I mean, it's kind of like you do want the couple to handle their own business amongst themselves. But I think if you see your friend being disrespected for a long time, it's kind of like this person should know this because no one should be treated like this.
I agree. I do not think I'll have a long heart to heart with you. Mm-hmm. Not you, the friend who's being cheated on or whatever. I think I would be like, I found out some news about infidelity in your relationship, and I think that's something that you need to talk to your partner about. Mm-hmm. And I really don't want to be involved. It's just I heard a thing or I saw a thing, and please, I don't want to be involved. Mm-hmm. But I think you should know.
Yeah. Ugh, but that's like begging for extra questions.
I'd be
like,
I know.
Infidelity? What? Where? Do you have screenshots? Who told you?
And I'd have to be like, that's
please talk to your
that
person.
Is your partner, you and your partner. Mm-hmm. That doesn't have anything to do with me.
Yeah.
But it's juicy and you should ask sooner than later. Okay.
Time is of the essence.
Time's of the essence. Solved. Let's see. Okay. I've been dating this girl who I get along with very well, but her social media habits have been a huge turnoff. She's constantly posting story updates, like a dozen or so a day, mostly thirst traps of her at the gym. Well, you knew who you were getting. And even when we're out together, she's always recording and posting to socials. She posts so much, and most of it is pretty cringe to watch. She's amazing otherwise. Smart, beautiful, funny. We have a lot of hobbies in common, but her social media persona sucks. She posts so much that I want to mute her stories, but I can't because then I'll miss her close friends' stories. I feel like if I didn't follow her on Instagram, I'd be madly in love with her. My question for you is, have you ever met someone who was really great in person, but their online persona really turned you off? How do you deal with it? Is this something she might grow out of? Help!
I mean, yeah, we definitely know people who have bad social media presence,
yeah,
but they are a good person to talk to.
Uh-huh.
I would say talk to this person because maybe you could be like, hey, when we're hanging out, can we do like a no phones thing or like, like during dinner, let's just put our phones down and like talk to each other. Or like when we're watching TV, let's just put our phones down so that at least in that realm, when she's hanging out with you, there's no like recordings or like photos or whatever. But then I guess you can't control what she does when you're not there.
Yeah. I think that's nice to be like, us time is us time.
Mm-hmm.
It is funny when like I hit a meme page and then I see a friend liked it or like go in the comments and I'm like, oh, I have friends who comment on people's pages where they don't know them.
It is
or
very strange.
They're like, I can't believe that dog did that. I'm like, me either. But like, why did you sit down and write that out? It's shocking.
It is really
or
funny.
Like you see a friend like fighting with someone online and you're like, whoa, wait,
yeah,
what?
You're
like,
you that
in
kind of
the
person?
Comments
yeah.
of a meme page. And you're like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
I dated someone who followed a who followed a Twitter account called Yoga Butts.
Oh.
And it's just like what? Butts and yoga pants. And I was like, I wasn't even mad that they were following this uh-huh. account, but I was like, no, I wasn't mad that they were looking at the yoga butts, but I was concerned that they were following the account. I was like, why don't you just type it in every uh-huh. time? You're following them.
Because it'll be in your recent lookemups.
Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
have to follow you yoga butts.
Yeah, just like whenever you feel like looking at a yoga butt, just look, just put it in the search bar.
Also funny. So you like leggings?
Yeah, it's not even bare asses.
No,
it's just
leggings. Leggings like Lululemon? You jerking off in the Lululemon store?
Yeah. And maybe they were just like, this is the safest
butts I can butts look at. These butts are clothed butts.
Yes. That's it's fine because they're
very
yoga.
Funny. I would like to hear your opinion on box theory. I don't know what this is. And if you think it's valid, this concept comes from an influencer called Tinks. She says that straight men immediately put women in one of three boxes: potential hookup, potential dating, or not interested. That's the box I'm usually in. The theory is no matter what you say, you cannot switch boxes, meaning you can't change their opinion. Here's an example. If he meets you and is like, I want to date this girl, you could puke on his shoes and sleep with him on the first night and it wouldn't matter. If he meets you and he's like, I just want to hook up, you can make him wait 3 months to sleep with you. It's not going to change that. In your experience, you think this theory holds up?
I don't think so. Because I think you change your opinion after you meet someone. Like you there's people who have been friends for years and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, I've never seen you as a romantic partner, mm-hmm. but now I do. Or someone they were crushing on this whole like for a long time and then they're like, oh, I actually don't like any of the stuff you have. I don't mm-hmm. want to date you, but we can be friends. Yeah, I don't think it's like their first impression, that's it.
I agree, but I do think straight men will tell you exactly what they mean. If they go, I don't want a relationship, you literally, I would say 99% of the time, cannot change that. Mm-hmm. They don't want a relationship.
Yeah.
But they will leave whatever this is and go marry the next bitch that they meet because that's fun to do.
Yeah, I think they box themselves. They're yes. like, I'm currently in a phase where I'm just here to fuck. Mm-hmm. And they really will be, even if they meet someone who could be marriage potential. Mm-hmm. And then when they're ready, they're like, you know what? I think I'm ready to like settle down. And then they'll be in that mindset.
Doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah.
When they're ready to settle down, they're like, I'm ready.
You're like, I don't want to look that much. You're in front of me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you seen these wedding videos of men humiliating their brides?
I have, yes.
It's wild.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is straight up abuse and more's to come if you stay in it.
Yeah. Yeah, there was one where a guy was like aggressively cutting the cake and it fell on the floor and the bride was kind of like, why did you do that? And I think they had even had a talk beforehand of like, uh-huh. please don't like go crazy.
One of them
cake.
Divorced her husband because she was like, I was in a car accident. I'm claustrophobic. All I want is you to not throw cake in my face because I think something on my face will make me feel claustrophobic. And that's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
And then she said, bye bye.
Well, because it's indicative of like the lack of respect this person yes. has for what you say or like your boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, if that's how you're going to be
at a wedding in front of a bunch of people.
I can't.
What are you going to do at home? And I say, please don't put that cheese on my titty.
Yes, it's just a regular request just to not put the cheese on my titty.
Don't put that cheese on my titty. Can I tell you, I ate a piece of cheddar cheese, cold cheddar cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a carrot.
How? What was... Oh, wow.
It was in a salad. Who puts chunks of cheddar cheese in a salad?
Oh, it was like sliced or like
it was a cube.
Okay.
And it looked like a cube of maybe... You know how sometimes carrots are cubed?
I do not know. How carrots are cubed. I don't
Maybe
think I've ever seen a cubed carrot.
But I was like, why would you put cheddar cheese in a salad with quinoa? Delta?
I guess I wouldn't personally put cheddar cheese, like cubed cheddar cheese.
It was like that big. It was a small cube.
Maybe they ran out of shredded cheese?
Let me show you a tiny piece of carrot.
You're so flustered.
I really am. I gotta show you a tiny... Because you have to know what I'm talking about.
No, but I mean, I've seen like little sticks.
No. Small cube carrot. my phone is like, bitch, stop. Nobody knows what you mean. Ah, it does. Okay.
Oh, like, oh, okay. Yes. All right, then.
Great. Yeah, like a diced carrot.
You know what? Everyone. I'm wrong.
So that's what I thought I was putting in my mouth. And I bit. No crunch. It was cheese. I hate cold cheddar. It wasn't cold. It was like lukewarm. It was so nasty. Why did I bring this up?
Oh, because you had a request to not put cheese on your titty?
Yeah, because I don't like cheese. Oh, and then I was like, I ate cheese recently.
I see. Yeah, this makes sense.
Wow. Will I ever be okay again?
Yes.
We'll never know. Okay, so we have come down to the end.
Sure.
You came here to talk to me about me to promote your special First Woman, which is out now for purchase.
Yes.
An 800-pound gorilla.
Yes.
But will be available on my birthday and Michael Jackson's birthday. Only one of us still celebrates. I'll never stop telling that joke! August 29th, baby, for free on YouTube.
Yes, yes, yes.
Which is so exciting. I was there at the taping.
Yes.
You were so funny, so wonderful, so great. The stage is really pretty. It feels like a special taping. Sometimes specials don't feel... This one feels really special. Is there anything you want to say about it?
I'm just happy for people to see new material from me. Last special I had came out in 2017, and it's nice that I now have a different version of my comedy and me, and I can't wait for people to see it.
It's really great.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. I'm glad you were there for the taping.
I was glad I was able to be there for the taping. We went to dinner after, and I remember we were walking home, and I was like, we have to take a picture! And I found the highest man in all of Washington, D.C. to take this picture. And he did bad.
He did so bad. And my friend who art directed my special was art directing him to take our picture. And she was like, okay, just like hold the phone like this and get low. And then he got so low to the ground.
Yeah, he was like on his knees.
Yeah. And then we also got low to like to balance it out. It was very funny and fun.
That's a nice time.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
Thanks for having me.
We finished. Thank you very much for coming and being in person. Is there anything else you want to promote?
Our podcast, Best Friends.
Yes, it's available wherever you get podcasts. Don't worry, anywhere.
Do you want to ask Sashir if she would date you still?
Oh, yeah. Fuck. I keep forgetting to do this.
Ah.
But I've only missed like four, maybe five. Okay. Thank you, Mars. Sashir, would you date me?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Obviously, I love you. So, yes. Yeah. I like the stuff you got.
You like the goods?
I like the goods that you're given.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Will you find someone for me?
I'll work on it.
We know the same people.
I know. Like,
poor shit. Okay. I'm going to. Okay. How do I end this? Oh, yeah. If you like this episode. Sometimes I record this podcast and I start it and I'm like, that's not how this starts. Anyway, if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can like it, rate it, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, give me 5 stars, but you have to email whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com to hit on me with something nasty, something dirty, and I will read it. This person titled this, Dirty Things This Homo's Gonna Do. My dearest Nicole, here are the dirty things this homo's gonna do for you. You've been on set all day. She's booked and blessed. Thank you. You're hungry. You're exhausted. You're horny as fuck. This sounds right. You've been, I've been home all day preparing a lavish meal of chicken fingies and other delights. No pickles or soup to be found. Yes. You enter the front door. You are greeted by at least 10 hot, naked men, all in your favorite shapes, sizes, and flavors with cocks ranging from too big to holy shit. I've curated these for you, and not one of them smells like a dish rag or tastes like poison. That's nice and kind. They are lined up in size order so that when you wish, you can get on your knees and go to town on one of those, like those seals that honks at different size horns at the circus. I make sure they only speak when spoken to and that all your needs are met. Not one of them will want to put any kind of food in any of your areas. What a treat! You'll be satisfied fully and as many times as you like. This is what I will do for you because this is what you deserve, Mama! You are wonderful and we love you. Sam and Tyler. In parentheses, say our names.
Say their names.
I want to read another one. This one's fun too. Boy, howdy. I've never heard that greeting.
Boy, howdy.
Okay, so this is from a southerner. I'd sure be tickled pink if I could pop on some butcher's gloves. You know, the black kind that run up to your shoulders. Anyway, bust in butcher's gloves and sit you on my knee, then rock my hand far up you, your cuclo, that I can move your mouth and make you chatter like a... This person wants to kill me. This person wants to bypass my organs to make me a puppet. Mm-hmm. I'm mad I read that one.
You got a lot of different stuff happening on this show than our podcast. None of this happens on our show.
Yeah, people are nice. And I invite people to be as wild as they want to be.
Yes.
This man wants to murder me. Or person. I don't know. It says anonymous.
Yeah. But those first two were great because that was like they were clearly fans because they did everything that you wanted to your liking.
But I will say, I'm not just trying to blow people.
Oh.
I want to get my back blown out.
Yeah.
I want to be fucked.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. You know what? I'm going to invoke some Steve Harvey. Next year, I'm going to find someone great. 2024, in the year of our Lord. I'm going to say, what month is this?
August.
Oh, it's my birthday month.
Yeah.
March.
Yeah.
I like March because it reminds me of marching because it's the same word. So I think in March, I'm going to meet someone that I am not going to be able to handle. I'm going to be able to handle. I'm going to meet somebody good in March.
Yes.
Hard to manifest when you can't talk. Okay. I'm going to meet someone amazing in March.
Yes, they'll march right into your life.
Yes. March 8th.
Great. March 8th.
2024.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
3824.
I should put that in my phone.
Yes.
Can I tell you, the person I was dating for a while, I told them to put a date or to put something in their phone as, remind me to tell you about this. And it was like 6 months away. And they looked at their phone. They were like, oh, shit, that thing you were supposed to tell me, it popped up. And I was like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, bold of you to think that you would remember whatever that was in 6 months.
To this day, I have no idea what I was trying to tell
him. Very funny.
Oh, I'm perfect.
Y'all.
And I'll never change.
Happy 300 episodes, everyone.
Yay!
Happy 300! Okay, gotta put it in. There's no event happening that day. Okay. Did you meet someone? We're not done yet. Did I meet someone? Add. Okay, now I gotta get into that event. Oh, I put it at 6 p.m. I'm gonna leave it at 6. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's gonna happen early. Okay, this is great. So I got my the day I'm gonna meet somebody. It's in my phone.
Yes.
This is wonderful.
Yes.
We made it to 300.
Woo! Congratulations.
And I will say this, Mars, thank you very much for being the producer that you are. Thank you for dealing with me and not answering emails and not giving you ads when you want them. And just like overall being a little wild, badly behaved, I would say sometimes.
You are so fun to work with. I love working with you. Don't ever apologize for being you.
That was really kind. Thank you. I really do appreciate you. So thank you so much for being with me for all 300 episodes.
I've loved every episode.
Yay! Well, that's it. I quit. No, imagine. Bye-bye.
Thanks for celebrating 300 episodes of Why Won't You Date Me? This show is produced by me, Mars, with guest engineering by Jordan Duffy. It's executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco. Got a question, crazy dating story, or a dirty message for Nicole? write it to whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com for a chance to have it featured on a future episode.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week with a brand new episode. Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
People think the new fresh fragrances from Glade are fresher than fresh, like artist Priscilla.
This smells like houses in the Hamptons, champagne toast down in Brazil. Smells like anything you think could happen, probably will.
Explore the new Glade Fresh collection today.